Welcome to Next Day Prep. What we are watching tomorrow. The market today, well, it felt like it was holding its breath, didn't it?
Absolutely. Buyer conviction was just lacking. A real consolidation day, with everyone's eyes glued to NVIDIA's earnings after the bell. It was a trudging session, really.
It certainly felt that way. The major indices just couldn't find any follow-through after Tuesday's gains. What were the main weights on the market?
A few things. Rising treasury yields, for one. Then there was that FT report about the Trump administration telling semiconductor software design companies to stop selling to China. And, you know, those persistent valuation concerns are still festering.
And that translated into broad weakness across sectors, right?
Precisely. All 11 S&P 500 sectors ended in negative territory. The biggest losers were utilities, down 1.4%, and both energy and materials, each down 1.3%.
Small caps didn't fare well either, I noticed.
No, they didn't. Small cap stocks and the value factor underperformed. You could attribute that partly to growth concerns. To be fair, trading volume was relatively light, but the cap-weighted S&P 500 did break below 5,900 in late trading and closed near its lows.
So, what are the key levels traders should be watching for SPY and QQQ then?
For SPY, support is near 586.90. Immediate resistance is at 590.11. For QQQ, tentative support rests at 521.81, with resistance slightly above at 523. We saw QQQ show some solid bullish intent with a steady climb towards that 523 level earlier, so we'll see if it can hold.
And market internals? Decliners leading advancers?
By a 3-to-1 margin at the NYSE and 2-to-1 at the NASDAQ. The tail of the tape was definitely one of weakness today.
Despite the overall gloom, there were a couple of bright spots. Abercrombie & Fitch, ANF, had a huge day.
It did. ANF was up a massive 14.7% after better-than-expected earnings, and Fair Isaac, FICO, jumped 7.7% on an upgrade to outperform.
Let's talk year-to-date. How are the major indices looking now?
Well, the S&P 500 is barely positive, up just 0.1% year-to-date. The NASDAQ and the DJIA are both down 1.1%. The S&P 400 is down 3.7%, and the Russell 2000 is the laggard, down a significant 7.3% year-to-date.
Oof. How about economic data? Anything major today?
Not much on the U.S. front. The Mortgage Bankers Association's Mortgage Applications Index declined 1.2% week over week. Purchase applications were up 2%, but refi apps were down 7%.
And treasuries? Yields were on the move.
They were. The 10-year note yield scraped 4.50%, and the 30-year bond yield kissed 5.01% at their highs before backing down a bit. The 10-year settled at 4.48%, and the 30-year at 4.98%. The market didn't react much to a decent 5-year note auction or the FOMC minutes, which mostly conveyed known uncertainties.
Okay, let's shift to a major standout today. Box. Ticker BOX. That was quite a move.
An absolute surge. Box soared over 17% to record highs. This was on a solid beat and raise Q1 report, a significant improvement from last quarter, especially with their AI-driven intelligent content management solutions showing strong demand.
So AI is the catalyst here?
Definitely. Billings growth hit 17% in constant currency, and remaining performance obligations, or RPO, also up 17% to nearly $1.5 billion. That's a notable acceleration from recent quarters, underscoring momentum from enterprises adopting Box's premium suites, especially with AI integrations.
That's impressive. And their guidance reflected this optimism?
Absolutely. Upbeat Q2 and full year 26 guidance. They're now calling for EPS of $1.22 to $1.26 for the full year, on revenues of $1.165 to $1.170 billion. That's up nicely from their prior outlook. Management highlighted robust deal activity and operational efficiencies from scaled AI deployments.
So Box is really capitalizing on that enterprise need for unstructured data management, especially with AI. A strong signal for that.
Exactly. It positions them as a critical enabler for enterprises adopting generative AI and automation. A very positive story.
Speaking of AI, NVIDIA suppliers are reportedly ramping up production of Blackwell AI server racks. That's a big development.
Huge. And ties right into the anticipation around their earnings. Also in tech, AMD acquired Innosemi to accelerate co-packaged optics innovation for AI systems. And Apple is apparently planning a dedicated app for video games and will start naming iOS versions by year, starting with iOS 26.
Interesting moves from Apple. What about market sentiment overall? The VXX was down, right?
Yes, VXX depicted a decline in volatility, dropping towards the 52.81 level. That reflects eased investor tension and suggests market confidence, at least for now. The market rallied broadly yesterday on tariff delay news and stronger consumer confidence, so today was a bit of a pause on that.
And we saw some sector rotation? Where's the money flowing?
There's a mild rotation towards technology, XLK, and consumer discretionary, XLY, which are showing relative strength. Investors seem to be seeking growth-oriented stocks. Conversely, healthcare, XLV, and industrials, XLI, showed lesser resilience.
Got it. Let's turn to some actionable ideas. What are you seeing in terms of continuation breakouts?
Well, TSLA remains on the continuation watch list. And we're seeing some interesting setups in healthcare and biotech. Fulcrum Therapeutics, FULC, is showing strong accumulation with higher lows. An entry around $6.74 near support could target $6.90, $7, and $7.15 with a stop below $6.64.
Okay, FULC looking constructive. What else?
ALGS, Aligos Therapeutics, is benefiting from increased volume and recent upward momentum after consolidation. And RxSite, RxST, is exhibiting continued bullish trends with rising volume, breaching previous resistance. For RxST, an entry near $16 could target $16.20, $16.30, and $16.50, with a stop below $15.95.
Those sound like some tight setups. How about anticipation plays? Anything brewing there?
BWXT. BWX Technologies is on the anticipation watch list. It was also initiated with an outperform at William Blair today. For other names, URBN, Urban Outfitters, shows signs of a potential rebound with a steady uptrend and recent volume surge. An entry near $74.20, targeting $75.80 and $76.50, stop at $73.
URBN, interesting. Any tech names on the anticipation front?
CRWD CrowdStrike has shown periods of strength despite market challenges. An entry around $470.50 could target $473.50 and $475.50 with a stop at $467. And IONQ, though volatile, has recent patterns exhibiting potential for quick gains. An entry around $47.70, targeting $49.50, stop at $47. But with IONQ, caution is key due to its volatility.
I see. So some potential, but requiring careful management. Let's do some quick hits. Any other notable earnings or guidance?
Dick's Sporting Goods, DKS, reported EPS in line and reaffirmed FY26 guidance. Macy's, M, beat slightly and reaffirmed its guidance. Okta, Oconti, beat and guided Q2 and FY26 EPS above consensus. That stock saw a lot of analyst rating changes today, both upgrades and downgrades, actually, which is unusual.
Yeah, Okta got 7 upgrades and 8 downgrades listed in one of the reports. That's a tug of war. What about general news that caught your eye?
GameStop announced it purchased 4,710 Bitcoin. That's certainly a headline. And on the macro front, Russian President Putin reportedly wants a pledge to halt NATO enlargement in exchange for a peace deal. Also, the White House is apparently set to send proposed spending cuts to Congress next week.
And the Fed is aiming to disband internal groups studying climate change effects, according to one report. That's a shift.
Indeed. On the analyst front, besides FICO's upgrade we mentioned, State Street, STT, was upgraded to buy at Truist. On the downgrade side, Pinduoduo, PDD, was cut to hold at both China Renaissance and Deutsche Bank. And Rocket Pharmaceuticals, RCKT, took a beating with multiple downgrades today from Morgan Stanley, Jefferies, and Leerink.
A tough day for RCKT shareholders. Looking ahead to Thursday, what's on the economic calendar?
We've got Q1 GDP second estimate, initial jobless claims, and April pending home sales, all in the morning, plus several Fed speakers throughout the day, including Goolsbee and Kugler, who are FOMC voters.
And earnings? Anyone significant reporting? Pre-market on Thursday, we'll hear from Best Buy, BBY, Burlington, BRL, Dollar General, DG, which is not listed but usually reports around now, Kohl's, KSS, and Foot Locker, Florida. After the close, watch for Costco, Cost, Dell, Gap, GPS, Marvell, MRVL, and Ulta Beauty, Ulta. So a busy day for retail and some key tech names after the bell. What are your final trader takeaways for tomorrow?
First, digest the NVIDIA numbers and the market's reaction. That will set the tone. Keep an eye on those key SPY and QQQ levels. Tech and consumer discretionary are showing strength, so focus on volume-supported breakouts there. But manage risk tightly, especially with the economic data coming out. And, you know, avoid chasing weakness in defensive sectors until they show confirmed strength.
Sound advice. It's all about being prepared and nimble. That's all the time we have for Next Day Prep. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. Good luck with your trades tomorrow, everyone.